Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it.
And it's all over!
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric O'Brien, along with Ken Evans and Sean Dizay. It is the weekend we have been waiting for. The end of all the trash talking. The answers to all the questions, hopefully. Will we get a different George St. Pierre?
You are all amped up.
I was telling Ken right before we went on that we covered the press conference last week in
the media call
yes,
of doom.
The media call of doom. I watched the countdown show, and I walked away from this whole thing between Nick Diaz and George St. Pierre, and I don't like either one of them at this point.
You don't like either guy?
No, because I think George comes off literally sounding like a pampered baby, despite the
pampered. Man, I wish I was pampered.
I know. Well, and then so when you watch,
I don't know what this means. This word, my English is better than yours.
Right. So, so when I watch the countdown, you get all of the pampered stuff. You can clearly see that Nick didn't show up to 4 of the 5 days of the filming because they only have one shot of him being interviewed, and then the rest is with Cesar Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. What? Talking about what's going on. And
we've seen more of the new Pope than Nick Diaz this week.
We certainly have, and he missed the open workout 2 days ago, angering George St. Pierre. George St. Pierre continues his tirade about how much he hates the media and hates answering the question. And that, for me, is kind of, as a media / fan, kind of annoying, because
it's off-putting, isn't it?
Well, because you did it. Nobody's making you be the champion. Nobody's making you be endorsed by Nike and Gatorade. You're doing that. So shut up and do the interviews, or go do something where you don't have to talk to media. But that's the job.
Well, maybe it's bugging him, though, and I do want to give him a little bit of leeway in this. It's got to bug the hell out of him that Nick Diaz apparently seems to get away with everything here. Doesn't have to do any of the things that he has to do. Now, you say you're the champion, you did it. Well, he is the champion. Should he have to go in there and do an open workout when he's doing a weight cut as well? Should he have to do all the media if Nick Diaz isn't doing it? I entirely agree with what you're saying, Eric, but in this situation, I don't think it's as much as he's mad at this, or he doesn't want to do these things in general. I think he's getting greatly angered by the fact that Nick Diaz isn't doing the same things. And Dana White, for once, doesn't look like he has control of the situation. I'm going to say that because he said already, well, if Nick Diaz somehow wins this fight, we're going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting. Well, you kind of have to do that if he's going into a fight. You should make sure he's there to do all the press. And I know we're weak of, and we're stuck now. He can't bounce him from the fight 3 days out after he's skipping all the press and doing all these things. But it's a situation where I think that's why GSP is so mad in this situation. Is he kind of coming off like a jerk? Yeah, definitely. Is Nick Diaz dragging him down because of what he is and isn't doing? Definitely. But you got to remember, a lot of this is happening because they're letting Nick Diaz be Nick Diaz, which is going to help sell pay-per-views and make them money. But right now, it's angering their champ, Eric.
Well, it's angering their champ, and this, of course, started. It was revealed this week by Dana White that this started at UFC 137 when Nick Diaz stalked George St. Pierre at the hotel to get this fight. And this is kind of reignition of this 2-year-long feud. However, going back to your point about how it's Nick irritating George about the not talking to the media, this stuff about hating the media went on with the Condit fight. He talked about, I don't want to answer the same questions over and over again. I don't want to do media. And Condit did everything. Condit did the open workouts. Condit did the media interviews. Condit did the press conferences. So that's where I'm having an issue. I understand that Nick is an annoying person to deal with, and he does that on purpose.
That's his job.
That's
get
his
under
schtick,
your skin.
Is to get under your skin, and he does it very, very well. I think Cesar Gracie in the countdown put it best, where he said, if Nick isn't able to whine, complain, or bitch about something, he's in foreign territory. Happiness is not a place where Nick Diaz wants to be at any point, which is, of course, why he continues on this tirade about how he's always taking all your fights, fans. He's always taking all your fights. He doesn't get any money. He literally fights for free, and then he walks out of the ring and lives in a trash can. That's the shtick that he's continuing to manifest, where he's got George St. Pierre flying around in private jets and Lamborghinis and having people tweet for him and chew his food up for him, or whatever it is that George has people do for him.
George St. Pierre is not a bird. Let's be clear, Eric.
But I'm walking into this fight going, thinking two things, Sean. Number one, do I really get to see the George St. Pierre, Nick Diaz fight that I want? I don't know. And number two, I don't really like George as much as I did in that Condit fight. I wanted to see what he was like when he came back, and I could tell that he was irritated because he was coming off this injury, asking all the questions about the injury, and then the interim title, and blah, 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 blah. I can understand it. Now it's continuing, and you're less a fan favorite because you're the only champ who's acting like this. Anderson doesn't act like this. He, of course, doesn't speak English, so that cuts down a little bit, but he's showing up everywhere you ask him to show up. He talks to who you want him to talk to, and he never really seems, Anderson, nor Jones, nor Kane, ever really seems bothered by the media.
The only thing I can think of, guys, is probably when you're cutting weight, you know, it's just a terrible feeling. And I'm obviously talking from a fighter's point of view. Cutting weight and having to deal with media, those open workouts to me are really ridiculous when I watch it. I mean, when they first started to put them on the internet, I was like, oh, cool, open workout. And then I'm watching, I'm like, these are boring combinations. These guys are barely breaking a sweat. And then, it's for the media, it's for the public, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the open workout, but if it's part of your job, if it's in your contract and you're making millions of dollars and people are chewing your food for you, then,
this is
going
to be an awesome rumor that we're going to start right here. This
honestly,
is awesome.
Man, I will do an open workout. If I'm getting paid millions of dollars, I will open workout everywhere I go. Even if I'm not on the card, I'll go and do an open workout if I'm getting paid millions. Why not?
Well, I mean, and it's not so much as that's part of the actual game planning or preparation for the fight. It's part of the fact that you have to sell a fight to make a lot of money. And that's what these guys are doing.
I think at that point, what is it? The fight's already sold, man. I mean, you're what?
Four or five days away. I would disagree with
you. How much money did they make last week with a media conference call that wasn't even supposed to be public?
That was a cool call.
Well, it was a great call, and here we are Friday night, and I'm talking to you guys going, I'm on the fence. Am I going to go out to a Buffalo Wild Wings and watch this fight, or am I buying it? I don't know. So I'm still on the precipice of how I'm going to interact
with
this.
Dude, you're going to buy it. Or you're.
I'm doing one of them. Yeah, I'm going to do it. But what my point is, you're doing these open workouts and you're doing the countdowns and you're doing the weigh-ins live because you want to push me over the edge. Right. You want me to watch it at home. You want my $60.
So you're
saying
it's an overkill right now then, right?
No, it's not an overkill.
No, I think it's a necessity because you want to push me over the edge and get my $60.
Well, the other thing, too, is they're going to get our money somehow, whether we go to a bar and watch it, whether we watch it at home. What they're looking for at that open workout is the ESPN cameras. It's the cameras that aren't normally there. Obviously, Fuel TV is an outlet that they control, essentially, at this point. Those cameras are going to be there. You want to stay in the news cycle. You want to be top of mind to get those dollars. It's Friday. There's a lot of people that still haven't made that purchasing decision. There's a lot of people, and obviously most of those people probably don't take the time to find our show and listen to our show, but there's a lot of people that will buy this tomorrow that will just start to hear about it tomorrow. They'll be out drinking with their friends as part of St. Patrick's weekend, and they'll be out, oh, there's UFC tonight. You want to get it? Oh, I don't know who's in it. They Google search. They find that top entry from 2 days ago, which is the media workouts, and you want to see both those guys there. You want to see Diaz and GSP staring each other down. You want to see them both in that cage. And you didn't get it. GSP is getting very angry. Obviously, I think you're right, Eric. I think we saw some cracks, so to speak, in his demeanor during the Condit fight when he came back. We kind of let it kind of go because he was coming back from an injury. And he was getting back into shape, and he had the problem with the knee. I think what you're seeing is that Nick Diaz is just taking those cracks and hitting them with a hammer at this point by not doing these things that GSP hates to do.
Well, I think it's whenever you have a rival, you know, between two guys, like, take old-fashioned boxing. That's what really sold the boxing. Granted, these were good guys, good fighters, whatever, but, you know, when you go to the press conference and all those things before the fight and they would push each other and all that. I mean, dude.
But you can't push yourself. You need the other guy to show up.
Yeah, that's true, true.
Oh, tell me we're not all watching the weigh-ins tonight. I'm watching the weigh-ins tonight.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, the whole forehead, you know, and all. Yeah, it's going to be great. But bottom line is, when it comes to rival, I don't think there should ever be a line drawn. Just let them just go off on each other as much as possible. And because, like what you just said, going through all these different channels and avenues, some people who are not really into MMA, they might catch a thread here or there, and they're like, oh, man, this might be a really good fight. You know, let's check this out.
So let's talk about the fight, Sean. Traditionally, you've got George St. Pierre doing what George does, which takes you out of your game and controls the fight. Not what we would call the Lyoto Machida karate point scoring that he did against Dan Henderson, but not too different. You know, he's going to use his MMA wrestling to take you down if that's where he wants to put you. In the case of, like, the Koscheck fight, he's going to stand you up and jab you to death until that fight is over. What am I going to see tomorrow night from George St. Pierre?
I think the best thing we're going to see right off the bat is we're going to see his athletic ability just take over. And if he comes out really nice and strong and he just comes out blasting in that first round, he can really put Nick Diaz, like, off the rails. He can get him, you know, totally like, whoa, okay, this is not what I was expecting. But I think the only way GSP is really going to win this victory is mentally he needs to have – he cannot let Nick get in his head. If Nick gets in his head –
it's too late if you're calling that.
No, no, no. I'm talking about during the fight. I don't mean all this. I'm talking about
yeah, but
during.
In your head, doesn't that happen mostly before the fight?
No, well, what Sean no, is no, referring no. to is if you go back and you watch the Diaz-Robbie Lawler fight. You know, Robbie was a guy who I think everyone thought had this veneer of a tough guy. And he gets in the ring, and there's Nick Diaz across from him saying, Stockton! Stockton, bitch! Stockton! And and Robbie just had no idea what was going on. And then you fast forward to the Shamrock fight. Frank said the same thing. He's like, you're in the ring going, I can't believe this dude is just screaming in my face while he's punching me. And yep. So I think that's what Sean's referring to.
And then when he fought Carlos, he slapped him in the ear.
Yep,
he was
slapped
like,
him
bam!
In the ear and said, come slapped on. And I think and that's said, what he's talking fight. To is like, if you can't.
I'm talking about during the fight.
If you okay, can't that block kind of that get, craziness yeah. out, you're going to totally get goaded into his fight.
Because well, we've seen it, like, even with Koscheck. Koscheck did a lot of trash talking with GSP. And then right after the fight, you know, he's like, hey, man, you know what it was for. I'm like, no, dude, don't be like, don't uh-huh. don't be both sides of the fence. Either you're on that side or you're on this side.
Yep, you either know? Got the black hat on or the white hat on. Yeah, you can't switch in the middle.
Exactly.
Well, and we've seen the stat this week that GSP, Diaz, is able to land at distance more than almost any other fighter in UFC history combined. So he's got that combination of being able to stand fairly close to you, hit you when you can't reach him, and then talk to you the whole time. So if that starts happening, you're saying maybe GSP gets a little rattled? That's the only thing I can see happening, but I don't see it happening with GSP.
Man, it's so hard to predict. It really is. But honestly, I think GSP is just going to own him. You know, I don't really see, but the technique and the mental aspect of the game. I mean, Nick he's bad, man. I mean, I don't want to say we might have an upset, but I mean.
Well, Sean, what you're referring to is.
It's a good fight.
What
really
Nick
good
Diaz
fight.
Does when he's not fighting is triathlons. So there is no way. That George
dude, that guy can do butterfly sprints in the pool. Uh-huh. Butterflies, the technique. Right. I don't even know how to do that.
There is
man.
No
I freestyle.
There is,
that's it.
There is no way that George is going to slow down his pace. If Nick gets off first, he's going to set a pace that George either has to keep up with or he's going to drown. And that, to me, is the key to all of Nick's victories, is that he gets in there and he pitter-pats you until he can get that big shot. He's not, hear me loud and clear, he is not Johnny Hendricks. He's not going to walk to the middle of the ring and knock George out with one punch. It is not going to happen. What he could do, though, is drag George into this bout where, like Ken said, he's peppering him at distance and sucking away all of your energy because you're trying to keep up with this pace that a dude who does triathlons for fun in between fighting is setting. And that, to me, is the most interesting part about this fight because you have two guys who are at the highest level of cardio who are going to see which one of them has more gas in the gas tank, literally, and that's going to be the guy who wins this fight.
I would say, Eric, this might be the only fight that GSP walks into where he's not the guy that's in the best shape.
No.
I think that could be a real possibility. Again,
he might be the most athletic, for sure, but yeah. He's not in the best shape.
Yeah, I don't think he is really looking at the two guys here, and that's not me saying that Diaz is going to win this fight by any means. It's just a situation where George St. Pierre is going to be looking at somebody across the cage. I mean, and that's something else that could get into his head. If we want to talk about things getting into his head, let's remember, the GSP we saw in that Condit fight, although he was able to pull it out, was probably the most gassed we've ever seen George. Now, he was coming off an injury, he had surgery, however many year and a half layoff, all of those things. But you can't tell me that coming off that, he's probably in better shape, but if he's in there against a guy who's in such great shape, he's not thinking about the fact that, well, you know, last time I was a little gassed out by the end of the fight. God, I hope that doesn't happen. You start thinking about it. And it starts worrying you, and you're inside the fight, and you get that adrenaline going, and that makes it worse. Now, he's going to get tired quicker.
On the other side, on the flip side, we all know that Nick is an extremely emotional fighter. And if this fight starts to not go his way, as we saw in the Condit fight, it's much easier, in my mind, to rattle Nick than it would be to GSP. If GSP gets rattled, Nick's going to win this fight. But to me, Condit simply, I mean, in the most rudimentary way, shook Nick to his core because he wouldn't fight the way that Nick wanted to fight. We can argue all day long about which way that decision went, and I would be glad to do it over beers. But the fact is, Carlos walks away with the win. He just did. Whether or not you think that's right is irrelevant.
Right.
He did shake Nick completely off of his game because he wouldn't stand and bang with him. And so if George can do the mental game reverse once we get into the octagon, talking, Nick is going to run circles around him because George's English isn't on par with Nick's. But when we get into the octagon, George mentally could have an edge if he's able to set the pace and annoy Nick by getting in and getting out and not letting Nick get off with those punches from his waist.
Yeah, he's a very intelligent fighter. I think he'll be fine, but this is such a one little percent or fraction or whatever could just totally change the pace of this fight.
Do you think this is a fight? He talked a lot about his dark place in this past week after we heard the media conference call. Do you think this is a fight where George is going to go out there and throw away that game plan that he usually uses just to lay a beating on Nick? Is that real, or is that another set of mind games? Is he really going to try to go out there and stand and bang with Nick Diaz, or is he saying he's going to do that because what he's really going to do is just maul him into the ground and take him out of his comfort zone, Sean?
Well, I think verbally he's just fighting fire with fire, and then I think in the fight he's just going to take Nick where he's the weakest at and expose it and try to dominate there. That's GSP's formula to all his fights.
Yep, but the interesting thing is with Nick, there's not too many holes. Capitalize on. So we'll see how that all breaks out. And if you didn't know, the rest of the card breaks out like this. A bunch of welterweights that are there just in case we need them. In case Nick doesn't quite make it to the octagon.
Yeah, there's eight more.
Got guys to call on. We'll talk about them next. It's Way of the Warrior.